There's something about those landmark birthdays that seem to get people thinking about life accomplishments and future goals. Maybe it's visiting all the state parks in Wisconsin by age 50 or visiting all the Great Lakes before age 30. Our next guest set her sights high and plans to finish 30 marathons. That's 26.2 miles each by the time she turns 30 early next year.
And we'd like to hear from you, too, at 800-642-1234. Do you have any goals of accomplishing something before a milestone birthday, fitness-related or other? Give us a call now at 800-642-1234, or you can email us at ideas@wpr.org.
And actually, we heard from Rory in Madison. She says, I love traveling and had always wanted to visit all 50 states. I had made good progress on the goal and had visited 45 states as my 40th birthday was approaching. I wanted to do something memorable for the milestone birthday and decided that getting to 50 states by my 40th birthday was well within reach. Thanks to help and company from family and friends, I visited three more states in the months leading up to my birthday and spent the last 2 weekends before my birthday flying to Texas and Idaho. I managed to get my 50th state checked off with 5 days to spare. Well, I'm sure our next guest, Tori Hartman, can appreciate that accomplishment. Tori is a fitness blogger and personal trainer in Brookfield, Wisconsin. She's completed 26 of the 30 marathons she will run by her 30th birthday. Tori, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So 30 marathons, that's a lot of running. But what I found so interesting is you actually haven't been a serious runner for all that long. Tell us a little bit about why you started running.
Well, I really started to run because I was in college and I was getting really frustrated from the stress of being in college. And I just decided running was a good way to blow off some of the stress. And I went out for like a little jog. And I was kind of let one of my professors get into my head, and I was like, you know, he might be right that, like, this might not be a good fit for me being in school, but I know I can run. So I just put one foot in front of the other and came home and decided to sign up for a marathon.
So your first goal that you set was running your first marathon. What was that like? That's a big goal. That's certainly intimidating to me. What was it like as you kind of geared yourself up mentally and physically for that?
Well, I actually, when I started my first marathon, I wasn't at all physically prepared, but I guess I was definitely mentally prepared. I didn't have a GPS watch, and smartphones weren't as popular as they are today. So I actually was using my car speedometer and, like, driving to parks and kind of using that as my gauge of distance. And what I thought was, like, my 13-mile run actually was, like, 6.
Oh, no.
And, like, my 5K course, actually, I ran that this morning, is a little less than 2 miles. So it's like, you know, I was here in my head, I was like, yeah, I'm really physically prepared for this. And then I have an aunt who is really into running, and she's actually, like, a multiple-time Boston qualifier and Boston marathon runner. So I didn't reach out for help from her, but I really wish I would have, because if I would have just gotten some key advice, I don't think I would have made some mistakes that I made the first marathon that I ran.
So I think, you know, talking about setting goals and setting a deadline, I do think milestone birthdays are kind of convenient that way. If you're looking for a deadline to set for yourself, those big round numbers are kind of handy. And so you wish you had reached out and talked to your aunt who knew a lot and probably could have saved you some physical pain and some emotional grief. But, you know, what role do other people play, do you think, in setting those goals and helping us reach them?
I think other people are critical to setting goals and reaching your goals. I mean, I would not be where I am today without such a great support that I have from all my family and friends. I mean, they would constantly ask me about it, almost in like a joking way. But it really helped push me along towards getting to the goal.
And it's kind of accountability. I mean, once you put it out there publicly, you're kind of stuck, right? In a
exactly.
good way.
Exactly.
We're talking right now with Tori Hartman. She's a fitness blogger and personal trainer in Brookfield, Wisconsin. She plans to run her 30th marathon on her 30th birthday in March of next year, and she writes about her fitness experiences on her blog, Fit Heart, and that's HART.com. And let's talk a little bit about, you know, you finished that first marathon, which I'm sure, even though it sounds like maybe you weren't as prepared as you would have liked to have been, it has to be a huge high. What takes you from finishing that first one to, you know, maybe I'll run 30 of them?
Yeah. So I, like you said, it was a huge high. So I went home that night, and after maybe having a post-race celebration beer, I decided to sign up for a second half marathon. And from there, it just kind of was the snowball effect. So it just kept, I would like finish one and sign up for one, finish one and sign up for one. And then I kind of jokingly had thrown out the 30 before I was 30. And then one of my friends sat down with me and was like, I think you could actually do this. If you ran about 5 marathons a year, you could get to 30 marathons before you were 30. So then I just kind of played around with my budget and what I could really plan for going to races. And I've done a lot of local Wisconsin races, which I think was really awesome because it allowed me to experience different parts of the state that I have never been to.
And, you know, I think part of what you just said is really important, the planning, the putting it out on the calendar and saying, like, is this a reasonable goal? I mean, can I actually physically or financially do X by my 20th, 30th, 40th, 80th birthday? I turned 50 a couple years ago, and good friends decided, my birthday's in December, they decided the January before that it was going to be the year of Judith. And what that meant was that the four of us would do something together each month that none of us had ever done before. And I'm not talking about like bungee jumping and stuff. I'm talking about like going to a particular festival or trying something new. And it was really fun. And a lot of what was fun about it was, you know, having that kind of on the calendar and just knowing, oh, it's a new month. What are we going to do this month?
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
I kind of want every year to be the year of Judith.
Yeah, I do too. That sounds like a great year.
Well, so you've done, I think it's 26 marathons so far, but also a lot of half marathons, an ultra marathon. Does it ever get easier?
No, it never gets easier. Every time I go out, I try and make a new challenge for myself. Mentally or physically before I go out, and that kind of helps entertain me all the way through, but it never gets easier.
But okay, so like what? Like you're going to, you know, run with one shoe, or I mean, like what kind of challenges are you doing?
So I'll make a challenge, like I'll pick a color of shirt and I'll be like, okay, I'm going to try and beat all the orange shirts that I see.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
I'll be like in the race and I'll be like, all right, I want to beat the orange shirts. Or sometimes I like to run a lot of my races with family or friends, just because we can have some really great conversations. And one other times are you going to have 3 hours with this person? Probably not very often. You're distracted, of course, because you're running. But, you know, for the most part, you don't have your kids around or spouses or anything like that. So it's a really cool way to kind of get to know your friends a little bit better.
We're running short on time, but I want to make sure we get this in there. You told our producer, Natalie, that, you know, you, even though you've run all these marathons, you are not the fastest runner. It's still hard. Give us a pep talk on why we should tackle something and set a goal for ourselves that maybe really feels like a stretch for us.
Yep. So you should exactly set a goal for me that feels like a stretch, because it really is important to you, and I think it helps you as a person wake up every day and just be excited about something, and that you really just can go and experience life in a way that you weren't used to experiencing life before.
And it's okay if we're slow.
Yep, and it's okay if you're slow.
Well, Tori, thank you so much for joining us. It's a really great story, and now I'm going to set my next goal for some birthday.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Judith. I hope you have a great day.
You too. Tori Hartman is a fitness blogger and personal trainer in Brookfield, Wisconsin. She plans to run her 30th marathon on her 30th birthday in March of next year. And if you want to read more about her race experiences, race recommendations, and tips for new marathon runners, visit her website at fitheart.com.